It's a big world out there, but modern technology is making it smaller every day. You'll find out how as Kazem now presents Tech Talk. Your phone calls are welcome at 282-4154. And now, here's your host for today's show, Mike Tabak and Kazem's Tech Talk.
All right, welcome in to Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Mike Tabak here with you. Got a great show for you. We're going to be talking with our friend Bob Coates today from Bob Coates Photography. Find out what he's been up to in the world of photography and the traveling he does, the classes he teaches, all kinds of things to help you get a little better at either Photoshop or photography, whatever it is that fits your fancy. So we'll take a quick break. Come back and talk with Bob Coates. Bob Coates Photography will remind you throughout the program as well that if you want to see some of his work or what he can do for you, you can go to the website, bcphotography.com. Again, that's bcphotography.com. Or you can go to the other website that has a little more information for those photographers out there that want some tips and tricks. Go to successful-photographer.com. Again, that's successful-photographer.com. Take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got more. You're listening to Tech Talk 780 KAZM. All right, welcome back here to Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Mike Tabak here with you, and joining us now in the studios, we have the one, the only, thank God there's only one, Bob Coates.
Amen to that, brother.
How are you?
So you'd ask anybody.
Yeah, anybody's ever met him says, thank goodness there's only one of those guys.
Why I decided not to have children. Didn't want any little Bobbies running around.
Don't need that kind of stress in the world. So how things been? You've been traveling around doing a lot of stuff lately.
Yeah, did a couple of things. Went to New Hampshire 2 weeks ago to judge and teach and share camera knowledge about the Lumix cameras.
Oh yeah.
The judging part is very interesting because the more you get exposed to more imagery, the more, you know, you've heard the expression garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
So I get to see some of the best photography in the world and think about it critically and talk about it critically and hear others talk about it critically, you know, really intensely for a couple of days.
Interesting.
And what I find is my photography usually takes another little jump up the hill in creativity because I've been, you know, kind of immersed in the pool of all these beautiful images.
Yeah. Well, you have a twofold there where, number one, you're seeing the images and how they made those images. You may learn a little thing here or there. But the flip side of that is you also hear from a number of people in your field that will explain to you what they're seeing when they look at the image. And then you kind of get an understanding of not just how to create something, but what it's being judged on or what people see out of those images. So you kind of get both sides of the plane and you're able to create a little bit more that way.
Yeah, sometimes when the image comes around, I'm like, whoa, this is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I give it a low score and then it gets a really high score and I'm like, well, wait a minute, what did I miss?
Right.
And sometimes I'm like, oh, okay, guys, okay, yeah. You know what? I totally missed the emotion of it, or, you know, some key component that brought everybody else up. And I was like, okay, I can go with you. And vice versa. Sometimes I'll see something and just go, oh, man, that is amazing. And by the time I get finished explaining what I saw in the image, everybody's like, oh, didn't look at it that way before.
Right.
So it's quite an education.
And it's interesting because photography, like any kind of art, is totally in the eye of the beholder. You know what I mean? It's really up to everybody's interpretation.
It's subjective, but we have, you know, we're most of the judges that are on the panels, not necessarily at state, but definitely at districts and at the international competitions, going through some pretty heavy duty training. You know, spending 4 or 5 days at school. You know, going out to the Bush League, so to speak, to judge states and practice and then have your performance evaluated until you get approved at, you know, at the higher level.
Mm-hmm.
So you really get an informed opinion. There's still opinions, you're right, but you get an informed opinion and people learn how to talk. You just don't go say, well, that wasn't worth the price of the paper that was printed on. You know,
right, yeah.
That's not a good critique.
Good point. So up in New Hampshire, now you do a number of things. You're up there to judge. You're up there you said teach.
Yeah, I was teaching a Photoshop class called Photosynthesis. That's the one where we create more painterly type images using layers in Photoshop. And it's one of the classes that's probably my most popular right now that people really, really seem to enjoy. The States go for it. And I do that on a one-to-one basis or in my studio on a, you know, four or five or six people in my studio. So if anybody wants to learn. So on a one-to-one basis, we can actually do it from the comfort of your own home and my own home. People are familiar with Google. Google does a lot of things, and they have a thing called Google Hangout.
Okay.
And I can set up a Google Hangout and invite you to come participate. You dial in. I can, if you have a camera on your machine, which most computers have nowadays, or you have a second one, we can see each other. We can talk to each other straight up. Yeah, and the most important thing is, while we're doing the Google Hangout, I can push a button and it says share my screen, and it'll show exactly what I'm doing. So if we're talking about Photoshop, you see everything that I'm doing in real time, and you're right there and can say, hey, wait a minute, Bob, why did you do that? I didn't explain it clearly enough. And this is also recorded. So the entire session is recorded through YouTube, and then I give you a link to it after the class so you can always go back and review whatever it was we did. I just did one yesterday, and it's weird. I learned so much in teaching another class.
Yeah.
It happens all the time where I'll be showing somebody something, and it didn't go quite the way I thought, and it was like, ooh, you know what? I didn't realize if I did that, this could happen, and we'll look at what, you know. So it's kind of fun, and it's very exciting to work that way one-on-one, because people will see things and they'll ask questions, and I'll be like, well, I never really thought anybody would ask a question about that, because it's so ingrained in my head.
Right. Well, and there's so many layers to a program like Photoshop, and we've discussed it before, is you can get into that program. You can be doing things a certain way for years and not, you know, go branch out of that. And then when you see it done a different way, maybe it's something a little more effective or easier or whatever it might be. It's like, God, that was there that whole time, and I had no idea.
When I was in New Hampshire, that happened.
Is that right?
I was, you know, showing everybody a certain thing for what I call step and repeat, where you would take an image that's cut out and then copy it, transform it into a little bit, repeat it and go around in a circle of repetitions or something. And I had built action. So I'm going to teach you how to build the action. And somebody said, well, if you mash down the keys in the left-hand corner, if you hit that key, that key, that key, and then just hit T. Every time you hit T, everything that you try, I was like, oh, as fast as you can push the letter T.
Wow.
It happens. So that was, that was somebody, and I usually don't get into conversations with people during programs. I have to almost know the person who's feeding me back and saying, well, you know, you could do it this way, because there are so many ways to do it.
Right.
In a major group situation, you can get bogged down really quick. You know, that particular one, I knew the guy was like, I said, okay, so go ahead. Look at that.
Much quicker.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how many ways there are to do stuff like that. And it almost drives you a little nuts, because it doesn't really matter to me how many times or ways you do something. What it does is it's like a program allows you to work a number of different ways. You can work it like your normal Windows programs and stuff like that, and you're doing a lot of right-clicking and stuff and selecting on the menus. I've done that for ages. Then there's ones where you're down on the keyboard hitting the Control-Alt buttons and stuff like that to have little hotkeys and stuff. There's just so many ways to do it. It kind of could drive you nuts. You can go up to the toolbar and just drop down the windows and pick from there.
I'll give you a little tip, and then we'll leave Photoshop.
All right.
The tip is, if you want to learn those keyboard shortcuts, Photoshop tells you what they are. When you go up to the window,
right.
If you look at it and you drop down the window, it has the keyboard shortcut right there.
Right.
When you see the keyboard shortcut, do not click on it. Take your other hand and put it on the keyboard and make the keyboard shortcut with your hand.
Gotcha.
And then you will actually start to remember, and you won't have to take off. And it doesn't sound like much, I can just go up to the window and drop down and then click.
Right.
Well, go up to the window, drop down, and click. That's three moves.
Right.
One push of the two buttons on the keyboard, or one push of one button on a keyboard, and you're already there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like much, but when you work in Photoshop a lot, a second here, a couple seconds there, and you're talking about things that you're going to do over and over and over again,
yeah,
it's an amazing amount of time savings.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, especially like you were saying, where you're, you know, it's like the copying and the pasting of things, or you're making a feature happen over and over and over and over again. If you have to go up to the window and drop down and do that each time, you could be saving a lot of time at the end of it. All right, so the Photoshop's one thing. I like the idea of the Google Hangouts and the ability now for that person out there that wants to take a course, wants to take a class, does not want to travel to do it or you know drive over to the studio and sit down and do it, can do it right there at the comfort of their home or office, whatever it is, and their computer. They just dial you up and go from there.
Yeah, it's perfect.
That's easy. Boy, that's some time savings right there if you don't want to drive over and set up and go through a class. The bonus to that, though, is that you can do a number of people. You can have, you know, it'd be a really wise idea for that person who has the graphics arts company or something like that that has all these people who wants to teach Photoshop, really ingrain it into them, to run all your employees through something like that.
Well, we can do that one-on-one, or it can up to 8 people can be in there live.
Yeah.
So, you know, that can always be worked out, too.
So there you go. And of course, you can always just drop them off at the studio with Bob. Send them into school with a lunch, though.
Usually, if we're doing a longer session, if it's going to be, you know, 3 or 4 hours, 5 hours, we're going to want to do that live.
Right. Okay.
But the one-hour ones, two-hour ones, 1 to 2, you know, that works good on the platform.
There you go. All right, so take a look at that, folks. To get more information, contact information, you can go to bcphotography.com. And that's the main commercial website for what you do, right?
That's for people I'm trying to get to buy, you know, to use right. me as a photographer, okay. to show them my skills, to kind of, it's my, you know, my website for showing off.
Right. And then BC for Photography is that site. The other site is the successful-photographer.com.
And that's for helping photographers along to learn more things, okay. talk about cameras, techniques, marketing, business, Photoshop, tutorials, you know, all kind of.
And they are kind of linked together. You can find links to each website on the other website, that kind of thing? Or are they totally separate?
I keep them separate.
Do you? Okay. So yeah. You could, so if you want to see information on either one, remember the web addresses we're giving you, bcphotography.com. If you'd like to hire Bob as your photographer, or if you want to learn more, you want to do the classes, you want to further yourself as a photographer, or your ability to work in programs like Photoshop, you can go to successful-photographer.com to get more information.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, there is absolutely no charge if you are not happy with your final work.
There you go. That's right. If you don't like, if you're not satisfied, then you don't pay. It's that simple. You don't get to keep the photos, but
yes. And I have had to put that little asterisk on there because somebody said, "Well, I don't want to pay you." Okay, well, but what do you mean you don't get the images? I'm not, yeah. Well, if you're not happy, why would you want them?
Why would you want the right? Exactly. Okay, we're on to you, mister. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got more. You're listening to Tech Talk, 780 KAZM, talking with Bob Coates, Bob Coates Photography. Go to bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back, yeah, on to Tech Talk, 780 KACM, talking today with Bob Coates, Bob Coates Photography. Go to bcphotography.com, see what he can do for you. Or if you want to learn more about photography and things you can be doing, go to successful-photographer.com. You were just talking about being in New Hampshire. You're teaching courses. You're doing some judging and stuff up there. One of the things that you do up there is you are what is called a Lumix luminary, right?
Correct. I share technology that's happening. Panasonic came up with the slogan "Changing Photography," and I thought that was a little bit presumptive when I first heard it. You know, even you know, I was like, okay, yeah, changing photography. They are changing photography.
Wow.
They're leveraging the new video capabilities of cameras. They've built 4K video in, and if you're not familiar with what 4K is, everybody knows the word HD.
Right.
HD is 1080 pixels is the main number there. Well, 4K is 4 times the size of HD. And from that, we can pull individual still images out of the video clips when it's set up properly.
Yeah.
And there's some very easy, and depending upon the camera, there's some very easy settings. Oh, I went to shoot video to make pictures, to make little stills, and boom. You just push that button. When you push it, it starts running a little video clip. And then you can play it back on the back of the camera and stop motion or slow it down and say, ooh, that's the frame I want. And in the camera, you could save it right out as a JPEG.
Mm.
And the reason you'd want to do that is because the cameras are equipped with Wi-Fi. And they have their own little Wi-Fi network, and you could, you know, send the image to your phone and get it right out to friends and family if that's the, you know, for whatever reason right. You wanted to do that, that was available. Or you can take that clip and download it into your main computing system and go through some video editing software and pull your stills out from there on a larger screen.
So gone, really, are the days where you have to plug everything in to, you know, take it home, shove, you know, plug in the USB cables and stuff like that and transfer stuff. You could still do that, I imagine.
Yep, but that's still there. Yeah. Usually I pull the SD card out and slip it into the side of the computer because that's the easiest way. I think it's the quickest way.
Right.
Cameras now have the capability of doing time-lapse video inside. So you can set the settings. I want to take an image every 3 seconds. And you put it on a tripod and let it sit there, and the clouds go by. And you can actually then get that video clip and say, okay, we're done recording. You can look at it and put it in the playback menu. And when you put it there, then you have the choice of rendering it out as a completed video at whatever quality level and speed. And, you know, so there's so many options that you can already be done. And it used to be you'd have to import all those images in, then you'd have to run them through and do all this stuff. Now it's, you know, it's almost instant on the back of the camera.
It's incredible the way these things work nowadays. And the beauty of having stuff like that with the Wi-Fi that you're talking about is that a lot of people will use their cell phones, their iPhones, whatever, to do their little picture taking, you know, when they're out and around, because they could share right from the phone off to the web and whatever they need. But with the ability on the cameras, the Lumix cameras from Panasonic, you can do that right from the camera. Now you're talking about getting a real photo, a nice one, and being able to do that.
Being able to send it through, yeah. The other thing that's pretty interesting about these is that Panasonic has been pushing the envelope on all this stuff. So it's leveraging, let's say, that 4K video clip can also be used to look at every single focus point in the thing. So you could go back and pick out your focus after the fact. So it'll go through every focus point and brrr. It'll even record 1 second before you push the button and 1 second after. So if you see something happen, you can push the button, and it starts recording 1 second before. And that's because it's rolling that 4K video, but it's not saving it as it goes.
Oh.
So it basically can reach into the past by 1 second. So it's it's pretty interesting stuff.
It's like the DVR when you want to rewind. You see something, you want to rewind in the show, you can do that. It's because it's got that constant loop of a couple seconds there.
Exactly.
That's awesome, boy. The technology is just amazing these days. Well, Dick, I break. We'll come back. We're going to wrap things up. We'll give you that contact information again. Our guest today here on the program, of course, is Bob Coates. Bob Coates Photography, bcphotography.com, and, of course, successful-photographer.com. We'll come back, give you that contact info again. Stay tuned. Tech Talk back after this. Welcome back here to Tech Talk, 780 KAZM, wrapping things up with our guest, Bob Coates, Bob Coates Photography. One of the neat things about these Lumix cameras, too, is the size. I mean, you're showing me one here that's very small, very lightweight, easy to carry around.
Some of them are almost pocket size. There's actually a phone that's a – no, there's a, it's a camera that's also a phone.
Oh, wow.
As opposed to a phone that's also a camera. So it has all the stuff of the full range of quality in there, but it can also make phone calls.
Well,
so it's almost going the other way.
Yeah, nowadays, what was the last time you used your phone for a phone call? There you go. So they've got the right idea, obviously.
Panasonic's rocking it, man.
Not bad. All right. So if you want to see what Bob could do for you as a photographer, go to bcphotography.com. bcphotography.com. If you'd like to learn more about the photography profession, see some of the things that you could be learning, maybe you're interested in taking some of those Photoshop courses or whatever it might be, call or go to the website successful-photographer.com. That's the way to do that, successful-photographer.com.
Always happy to help.
There you go. And you've got the blog and stuff on there and all kinds of stuff so people can kind of see some of the things that you're up to. And because it's a never-learning process. Like you've said, one of the reasons you've maintained a career as a photographer is because you're still piqued by the interest of it. And
there is no boredom in my world.
There you go. the autobiography of Bob Coates, There Is No Boredom in My World. Thanks for joining us on Tech Talk, folks. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk. Here on KAZM. Join us each week as we learn about the latest technological innovations affecting all of our day-to-day lives. Join us again next Wednesday at this time for Tech Talk.